KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy, windy, and 36. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Friday, February 16th. Our weather forecast calling for cloudy, windy, and cold today. High only in the mid-40s. We'll have gusty winds out of the north to 35 this morning. Should be diminishing this afternoon. A couple of breaking stories this morning is hundreds of PSO customers in the Chickasha and Nenecaw without power and a fatal traffic accident east of Marlow. We'll have details on both coming up in today's Cool News.
This was his old chair. The one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
About 1,400 of Public Service Company of Oklahoma customers in Chickasha and Nenecaw without power this morning. The power went out about 6:45. It includes the area in the south part of Chickasha from about 29th and Country Club east to Sooner Road and then south to Old Highway 81 and Highway 277 in the Nenecaw area. Signal lights out at Highway 81 and Almar Drive and Country Club Road in Chickasha. No word yet from Public Service Company on the reason for the outage. And the breaking news out of Marlow this morning is the Highway Patrol working a deadly traffic accident. The crash is 2 miles east of Marlow on State Highway 29 around what's known as Scott Road. Traffic is shut down in both directions as officials work that crash scene. The body of a Duncan man found at a downtown Chickasha alley yesterday. Authorities called to the alley south of the 600 block of Chickasha Avenue just after 6 a.m. Thursday. Chickasha police say it appears the man committed suicide but did not indicate how he may have died. Authorities identified the man as 30-year-old James R. Wilson of Duncan. His body taken to the state medical examiner's office. Officials there will determine how he died. A Chickasha man in custody after a warrant for his arrest was issued for kidnapping. 20-year-old Kevon J.Q. Richardson surrendered to his parole officer yesterday. The warrant requested by Chickasha police was issued on Wednesday. Richardson is also charged with a misdemeanor count of domestic assault and battery in front of a child. No details available about the investigation. Richardson was on probation after pleading guilty to several burglary and drug-related charges from 2016. Governor Mary Fallon extending a burn ban for much of the state and has added a number of counties to the list. Now 52 of Oklahoma's 77 counties under the ban, which is in effect now until midnight, Friday, March 2nd. It includes the entire western two-thirds of Oklahoma. And a fire at the Brahms Dairy near Tuttle yesterday caused for concern for a few minutes, but firefighters from a number of departments able to get it under control fairly quickly. The fire sparked inside a large barn that was storing straw. It wasn't clear how the fire started. Crews able to contain the blaze to the building in a small area surrounding it. The amount of the damage wasn't reported. More cool news coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank. One local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations. To serve you. Member FDIC.
Time to check in with our Dennis Lynam. He has his weekly feature of a student that's doing some exceptional work with the Chickasha Public Schools.
Our Chickasha Schools Academic Person of the Week is Chickasha High School Senior Ian Turpin. Ian is an all-around student athlete with a 4.0 average and is the number one valedictorian at CHS. Co-principal Rhonda Snow says Ian
taking honors classes and was at Boise State. He plans on going to OU. He has the Regent Scholarship. He plans on having a double major, international business and English. He is the Joy Club president. He's in the region of National Honor Society. Played 3 sports just about every year. And he's been in band since 6th grade. So he's just an all-around student. student, and we're just so proud that he's our Academic Student of the Month.
Ian has played football, golf, soccer, and basketball for CHS. When you see Ian Turpin today, congratulate him on being selected as Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks, Dennis. You can look for a photograph of Ian on our Facebook page and on our website. From the Southwest District Livestock Show yesterday, about 200 cattle went through the show ring, and a Chickasha exhibitor had the Grand Champion Prospect Steer. That was Allison Arthur, who collected the $1,000 cash prize for having the top prospect out of the 15 that were shown. Cooper Cummins of Hollis, the reserve, and Landry Chaplin of Weatherford, the bronze. Sierra Collins of Frederick had the Grand Champion Market Steer out of the 28 that were shown. Avery Smith of Yukon had the reserve. Timber Mefford of Frederick had the bronze. And for the Heifer Show, William Hassenbeck of Elgin had the Grand Champion out of the 167 exhibited. Braden Buckwald of Chattanooga had the reserve, and Garrison Miller of Clinton with the bronze. The Swine Show, to get it away a little bit later today, about 1,400 pigs to be shown over the next couple of days. The show wraps up tomorrow, and officials will be awarding two Vernon Cross Memorial Scholarships. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $61.34 a barrel. London-based Brent crude down to $64.33. Natural gas was down to $2.50 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,361. Silver, $16.84. Obituaries today include 81-year-old Luella Howell. Funeral will be at 10:30 next Tuesday morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, cloudy, windy, and cold today, high only in the mid-40s. Gusty northerly winds to about 35 this morning. They'll be diminishing this afternoon, but it's just going to be cold after yesterday's high right around 80. Right now, it's cloudy, windy, and 36 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
At Cotton Patch Cafe, all you can eat catfish is back. Friday only, you can get all the crispy gold fried catfish you can handle.
Woo-wee! What are y'all doing to me?
All you can eat catfish, only at Cotton Patch.
Yes!
Visit cottonpatch.com for a location near you.
In sports today, three area basketball teams among those qualifying for this week's Organization of Rural Elementary School State Tournament. Both the Friend Boys and Girls teams and the Middleburg Girls playing first-round games at North Rock Creek near Shawnee yesterday and all suffered opening-round losses. Two tough losses for Friend as the boys lost in overtime to White Bead, 40-38. The Friend Girls dropped a six-point decision to Darlington, 36-30. Friend Girls only had two losses this year, both to Darlington. Middleburg Girls lost to Pegs, 46-21. Checking some of the Class A regional tournament action over at Alec yesterday. Alec girls stayed alive with a 42-36 win over Burns Flatdale City. They'll play Geronimo this afternoon. Alec boys were eliminated, dropping a 51-39 decision to Snyder. In the Class A regionals at Union City, Union City boys move into the finals tomorrow night with a 64-58 win over Visay. They'll play Fort Cobb-Broxton tomorrow night, which beat Central High 67-33 at Central last night. Union City girls lost to Visay 49-31. They'll play Central High this afternoon. Also at Union City yesterday, Verdon boys eliminated, dropping a 59-35 decision to Southwest Covenant. Fort Cobb-Broxton girls also in the regional finals tomorrow night at Union City after they beat Central High 48-43. Lady Mustangs will play Visay tomorrow night. Sorrel boys and girls score wins at Velma Alma last night, so they advance to their regional finals at Kanawha tomorrow. Sorrel boys beat Velma Alma, while the girls beat Hydro Weekly. Both Sorrel teams will play Stonewall in the regional finals tomorrow night. Class B regionals at Hammond. Gracemont boys still alive with an 81-52 win over Corn Bible Academy. Gracemont girls eliminated, losing to Corn Bible 65-46. Gracemont boys will play Granite at Mountain View Goatee Bow today. Also at Hammond last night, Lokiba Sickles boys move into the regional finals with an 87-57 win over Hammond. Lokiba Sickles will play Big Patcher tomorrow night at Mountain View Goatee Bow. Lokiba Sickles girls fall to the losers bracket as they lost to Hammond yesterday. Lokiba Sickles to play Big Patcher this afternoon at Mountain View Goatee Bow. Class 2A, 3A, and 4A district tournaments getting underway this weekend and among games tonight for 4A, Blanchard at Ada, Tuttle at Plainview, and at Arco at Clinton. Chickasha will play at Elk City tomorrow night. 2A districts getting underway at AMPO tonight. Dibble versus Elmore City boys and girls. Winners play AMPO tomorrow. 2A District at Apache. Apache versus Community Christian Girls this evening. Rush Springs versus Community Christian Boys. Ninnakaw going to the 2A Districts at Mangum. Ninnakaw and Hollis Boys and Girls both play tonight. 2A Districts at Hilton is where Minko is going. Minko Boys play Wilson tonight. Minko Girls get a first-round bye. In the 3A Districts, Riverside is hosting Davis tonight. Marlow is hosting Lexington. High school regional wrestling today. And Chickasha, Tuttle, Newcastle, and Elgin all in the Western Regionals at Cache. Blanchard is in the Eastern Regional at Catoosa. USAO basketball teams scoring Sooner Athletic Conference wins over Panhandle State last night. The men win 86-58. The women win 75-59. Both Drover teams in action tomorrow afternoon. Key conference games with Wayland Baptist University. And USAO softball team sweeps their season opening home doubleheader yesterday over Tabor College by scores of 2-1 and 7-5. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and Sevier Funeral Home of Chickasha and Tuttle.